Hello, happy new year, everybody. Happy 2019. Boy, I'm trying to work with this lighting here, and it is what it is. So, wow. This month in our community, we are focusing on passions and purpose. So, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist by degree, and a vibrant body and abundant life coach is what I currently call myself. So every month I do a video focused on the key of the month. And this month, like I said, is passions and purpose. So 2019 for me is really all about play and passions. And I've realized recently on a deeper level that I haven't been playing enough. I haven't been having enough fun. Maybe this resonates with you. Maybe you haven't even realized this till I've begun talking about it. But not only was I not making it time for it, I realized I haven't been fully in touch with my passions, what lights me up, what is fun. And there's many reasons for that, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit as to why we might not make time for our passions in play and why we might not even know what they are. A lot of us, a lot of my clients at least, don't even know what they like to do for fun, which is kind of crazy, right? Kind of crazy. So this is important. Let me just start with that. Why is playing, making time for playing, knowing what your passions are and making time for them, why is that important? And in a nutshell, if you don't, you will often experience depression, you will experience anxiety, and you will have a host of other chronic illnesses. Illnesses, chronic illnesses, you might be more likely to get sick with colds or the flu. And then chronic illness, whether it's autoimmune, whether it's thyroid issues, weight, excess weight is a common symptom of not having enough passion and play in your life, like headaches and migraines and pain disorders as well. So, and many others that I'm not talking about right now. Blood disorders is a big one, and diabetes is as well. Not having enough play, passion, or joy in your life. It can also really hold you back from fully living your purpose. I know a lot of people are very purpose-driven, but if you don't have enough passion and play, you know, one of my passions is my purpose, is coaching, is teaching, is helping people to heal. But if that's all I focus on, that will not be enough as well. So I know a lot of you watching also, that's the boat you might be in. You might love what you do, but you really don't have enough time for play, enough time for doing things you're passionate about besides your work, besides your purpose. So I think where I want to go next is to talk about, you know, why don't we have that passion? Why don't we have that playtime? And, you know, in a nutshell, it's because a lot of us didn't have a childhood. Or didn't have a childhood that fully supported us to play. We never fully learned how to play. We never fully learned what our passions were. And there's a couple reasons for that, three biggies that I'm going to get into today. And those of you who have heard me speak before, who've maybe been in one of my programs, you're probably going to be familiar with what I call the three Ps. And I'm going to go through each one and describe how it can block you or hold you back from having enough play and passion time in your life. And again, many of you listening, and we're not going to beat up on ourselves for this, okay? Because that's a perfectionistic trait, beating up on yourself. We can't change anything we're not aware of. So if you're listening to this, just know that you're here for a reason. Please don't beat yourself up. Have compassion and curiosity. And we have to have this awareness in order to change anything, right? We have to be aware that this isn't even an issue in our life. So, the first P or pattern or block I want to talk about that holds you back from living your passions and purpose, passions and play today mainly, next video I do, we'll go more into your purpose, is what I call pretending to be superhuman. So you're too busy. You have a full schedule. You might believe that all the work has to be done before you can play. And the truth is the work is never all done. You have this part of you that thinks you have to be responsible. Maybe you spend a lot of time worrying. Maybe you try to do everything alone. All of those things can cause you to not have enough time for play and your passions. All of these super, what I call pretending to be superhuman traits can even keep you from knowing what your passions are. So this is a pattern that we developed, many of us, in childhood. We grew up in a household where maybe one or both parents were absent, maybe not physically, but maybe emotionally. Maybe all of our focus was on them and trying to make them happy or take care of them. Or maybe they were just kind of doing their own thing and we had to be really independent, right? We had to take care of our own needs. And if you're stuck in worry and having to take care of your own needs as a child, you really don't have time to play. You don't even feel safe, safe and secure enough to play. So a lot of us who had kind of chaotic or you know, childhoods that were traumatic in one or more ways, or we didn't feel safe, this is likely one of the things that's holding you back from having enough playtime or even knowing what is fun for you. When you don't feel safe, you're not going to, it's hard to have fun when you don't feel safe and secure, right? And so what's happened is that was your childhood and you still are living that today. Many of us are living that today. And again, the good news is we can change it and I'll get to that in a little bit. But first, it's just to be aware that you might have this pattern, okay? That's blocking you from play and passion. Because I know a lot of you have the best intentions. You schedule time for play. Maybe you know you love to go kayaking or you love to play live music, listen to live music or play music, but yet you're not making the time for it. And you wonder, why do these things keep getting it? Why do I keep blocking and not doing it? Oftentimes it's going to be one of these three P's I'm talking about and the beliefs that go with them, that drive them, that keep you, right, from acting on making time for play and passions. So number two is people pleasing. If you are busy trying to please your parents, and what child doesn't try to please their parent? I mean, come on, let's just be real here. Pretty much all of us struggle with this people pleasing. And the way that people pleasing keeps you from your play and passions is if you're busy trying to please other people, maybe you're even busy doing what they want to do, what their passions were, what they thought was fun. You really don't get to focus on you and make time for you playing for yourself and your passions. And again, many of you are still doing this today in your partnerships. I know for a fact that, you know, as much as I've worked on this, I've been working on this these patterns since 2008. They have, you know, working on them has helped me to heal anxiety, depression, and MS. And even though I don't have those symptoms anymore and excess weight and pain and fill in the blank, headaches, I still can fall into these patterns. I still have, obviously, because 2019 is my year of passion and play. I'm going to focus on it on a deeper level. But when you're focusing on what your kids want, what your partners want, what your friends maybe want, you're really not focusing on what is fun and fulfilling for you. Now, some of them may overlap. But again, many of you, because you have been stuck in this people-pleasing pattern since childhood, you don't even know. You don't know what you don't know. And maybe you just attracted people into your life who liked the same things as your parents or your siblings. And you, underneath it all, aren't maybe feeling joyful because you're not really liking the things you're doing and you didn't even know it till maybe even this moment, right? Maybe you had an inkling, but yeah. A lot of us also, we can do things we enjoy. Here's another little twist. We can do things we enjoy. We can take time to play, but we don't actually feel the joy from it, the bliss, the joy, whatever word you want to use, because there is guilt and or shame blocking you from feeling that. And why does that happen? And this also falls under people pleasing. If you had a parent that was depressed, if you had a parent that was really never happy, maybe one parent, maybe both parents, you are going to feel like bad or guilty if you feel joy. So you might be keeping a lid on your joy because other people in your life aren't happy and you don't think you deserve to be happy because they're not. That's very common that children don't think that they deserve or feel guilty for having something their parents don't have. And again, even as adults, we're not aware that we're doing this. Maybe you have a partner who's not happy, so you've been keeping a lid on your joy. Maybe your children. Maybe you tend to attract friends that are like one of your parents who just, they've always got problems, they're in the negative, and you feel bad for having happiness or joy. Now, remember, a lot of this stuff is subconscious until we bring it into the conscious. So you listening to this might just be giving you some new awarenesses. Maybe again, you've kind of had these awarenesses before. Wherever you are in the awareness spectrum, it doesn't matter, right? You're exactly where you're meant to be. So again, don't beat yourself up for this. We can't change anything we're not aware of. Okay, and pattern number three that can hold you back from playing and finding and living your passions, making time for them, is perfection. So if you grew up with a critical parent, a controlling parent, could even be very subtle. You are likely going to be afraid of making mistakes or afraid of failing. And that includes even in things that you enjoy. I'm going to give you an example. Maybe you really enjoyed a sport growing up. Let's just say soccer. I used to play soccer. Maybe you really enjoyed soccer, but you weren't like A plus at it. Maybe you weren't first string, or maybe you were. And your parent was very critical. You never got the praise. You just got the critical feedback. You were never doing enough. You were never doing it good enough. And pretty soon the joy of playing that sport turned to dread. And finally you were just like, screw it. I can't do it good enough. I'm just not going to do it anymore. Or you were forced to keep doing it and it didn't bring you joy because you kept being criticized even though you were forced to do it. That's just one example. So you may have this fear of making mistakes or fear of failure when it comes to living or exploring even your passions. You might have a belief that I have to be, you know, I have to be good at something the first time to actually do it, right? Like, it's so crazy, but those are the belief systems we get given what happened in childhood. And again, we're not blaming our parents here, you guys. We're just looking at the facts because the way your parents treated you was probably the way you were treated as well growing up. They were treated as well growing up. So it was passed down, these 3P patterns. Another perfection thing that could hold you back is if you're like, let's say your perfection really comes out at work and maybe you work a lot of hours because you're trying to do it perfect. You're trying to prove yourself. You're trying to prove you're good enough. You're not going to have a lot of time for passions and play if you are being a perfectionist in your work. Right? It sucks the time. So that may be another facet of the perfection piece pattern that's holding you back from passion and play. So in a nutshell, again, any one of these 3 P's, these 3 P patterns can keep you from making time for play and passions, can keep you from doing it and feeling joy, true joy, and can even keep you from knowing what they are, truly knowing what they are. It's hard when people say, follow your bliss, follow your joy. And then you do some things and they don't work or they don't work for a very long time. It's because you might not be doing what you truly enjoy. You might be doing what someone else set you up to enjoy because they enjoyed it growing up during your childhood, or because you feel guilty for feeling joy. You feel guilty for being happy, for having pleasure. For making time to play, that's another one. If you had a parent that worked all the time, was constantly doing and working, anytime you were playing or having fun, you may have gotten guilted or shamed for doing so. Outwardly, or it might have just been a feeling, because most of you are very sensitive, empathic, and you picked up, even if your parents didn't say it, on what they were feeling, okay, energetically. Okay, so how can you change this? How can you shift this? I'm going to give you a few pieces, a few steps to start so you can start having more play and more passion in your life. This is going to be a big piece for a lot of you to healing depression and anxiety and a chronic illness. Sleeplessness for a lot of people too, excess weight. So number one, this is what I call write and reflect. Number one, what did you grab your notebook and write down this question and then take a little time to reflect on it, a couple minutes, even longer. And this may not be a one-time process, you guys. It's usually not. This usually happens over time. When I'm working with this on a client, with a client, it can sometimes take years for us to really fully open up to our play and passions and joy. But number one, what did you learn or experience growing up regarding play, fun, and passions? What did you learn growing up? Making time for them, having them? Which of the three P patterns, number two, are your biggest blocks? The ones that I just went to, what are your biggest, which one of those three, and maybe they're all three, like they were for me, your biggest blocks to play, fun, and following your passion, even knowing your passions? So take a little time to write and reflect on those two pieces. Again, I know a lot of people are like, well, why focus on the negative? Why focus on the past? Because it's our past that lets us know what's holding us back in our present. So we look back, but we don't stare, right? But it is important that you understand and see, oh my gosh, this is why I currently have, in this case, struggle with fun and play and time for my passions or knowing what they are. So what are the biggest blocks to your plays and playing and passions? Of the three patterns, there's going to be belief systems that go with those. Like, I don't deserve to play. I don't have time to play. I don't have time for my passions. I have to please others first. It's selfish to focus on my passions. I have to work harder. So we're really going to look at what are these blocks and beliefs of these three P patterns that you hold. And then you're going to use tools in a little bit. I'll talk about that to shift those. Number three, start a list, a page in your journal. And at the top, write play and passions, play, fun, and passions. And I want you to start a list of what you know or what you think you know is fun and fulfilling, what feels playful, what you're passionate about. Okay. And please don't put your work on there for now. Don't add purpose work stuff for now, even if you love what you do, like I do. I love coaching. I love teaching. I love speaking. But don't put that on there right now, because that's usually a go-to for a lot of you. Sorry. So start that list. On my list, I have that I love camping. I love hiking. It's like play is actually trail running's play for me. Watching movies. I have to be careful. I love personal growth. And that can often feel like play to me, but it can be sneaky because it could also be the part of me that thinks I have to be better and work on myself. So you can put it on there if you want, but just be careful with that one as well. What else do I love to do? What's play for me is I love going and listening to live music. I love going, traveling is play for me, going to new places. Hot springs are play for me. Snorkeling is play for me. So, as you come up with things, this isn't going to be a one-time sit down. You're going to become aware of things as you continue to focus on this. And then number four, you're going to need some tools to start shifting those blocks, fears, and beliefs that are related to those three P's that we talked about, those three P patterns. So, one of the tools you can start using today, that's one of my powerful tools that I use, is the therapeutic meditation practice. And those of you who are in my free community, you can go and listen to your sample practice for this month. To get you started. And then those of you in one of my programs, you're going to have downloadable guided therapeutic meditation practices. And then I'm going to give you lots more tools to get in touch with your play and passions. Okay, but for now, you can just get started using the guided therapeutic meditation practice. Whether you're in my free community or my paid programs, retreats, etc., that's going to help you to. Well, it's going to help you to do a lot of things, but one of the main things it's going to do is to help you plant seeds for your desires, your passions for play, and it's going to help you shift those limiting blocks and beliefs related to the 3P patterns that have been holding you back from play and passions, fully living them, discovering them. That's one of the tools to get started that's really powerful. I recommend listening to it at least once a day. Preferably, I guess the easiest time would be at bedtime when you fall asleep, but it's also really good to listen to it at least one other time during the day if you can squeeze it in. Making time for that's really important because that's part of your play, rest and play. And then the second piece is you can start scheduling time. So we've got to shift those blocks, fears, and beliefs. And then we've got to take actions. And shifting those are going to help you to take action more and more. Actions in the direction of more play, more passion, more fun, more joy. So scheduling, I would say at least 15 minutes a day if you're getting started on this. If you've already been working on having more time for passion and play and fun, you might have it be 30 minutes or an hour a day. Okay. But scheduling time daily for at least 15 minutes of passion and playtime, whether it's painting or reading or fill in the blank with whatever is fun and fulfilling for you. And be open to exploring more fun and fulfilling things, okay? It may be researching, maybe researching something might be part of your passion and play. Maybe it's researching a trip, planning a trip. The possibilities are limitless. So those are some pieces to get started on having more passion, fun, and play for you in 2019 and beyond. And if you would like more support to get down to the bottom of what's blocking you from play and passion and fun and making time for it or even discovering what it is and shifting those blocks and beliefs, you can check out a couple different ways below. I've got a few program options going on right now that can help you to go deeper into healing and into having more passion and play in your life. So you can find those below this video, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're in my community on my website, etc. All right, you guys. And if you feel like you like this video, go ahead and give it a like. And if you want to share it with others, feel free to do that. I'm guessing you might have a lot of people. Most people on the planet need more passion and play in their life. They've been working too much, worrying too much, not feeling safe and secure in the world, which makes it really hard. So I would love for all of us to have more passion, play, fun, and joy in 2019. All right, you guys, have a great January. Love you. Bye.